I talked to him this morning. He said he was going to lose service.
He's got the time.
Oh, is that what it is? I wonder.
Okay, we should be good. It's going to start.
Who's supposed to do prayer today?
Bryce did it last time, so I don't know if he's...
I don't have his role in the thing. There you go, Ken. Welcome, is that what you said? Welcome, everybody, to Town Council. Excuse the mayor today. He's got other things he's doing, and I appreciate you guys coming to this meeting. We'll have a prayer and a pledge by Cam Roundy.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful for the opportunity we have to meet as the Town Council. Bless us that we'll be able to be led by the Spirit to make good decisions for the town. Bless us now to have thy Spirit with us, and these things we ask for in the name of Jesus Christ.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, did everybody have a chance to look at the minutes for the meeting from 1-7? If so, we got a motion to approve those.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Ken. All in favor? And adopt the agenda. Is there any change that any need to be made? If not, have a motion to adopt the agenda.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam. All right. Item A is the reason we needed to meet today. Adopt resolution 2026-1, the Town Park Project Grant Funding Application. Is there anything we need to say about that?
Don't we just read it?
Yeah, why don't you read it in the minutes, yep.
Okay, it just says a resolution of the City Council of Bryce Canyon City, Garfield County, Utah, supporting submittal of the 2026 Land and Water Conservation Grant Application and Utah Outdoor Recreation Grant to secure funding to assist with improvements to the town park. Whereas Bryce Canyon City desires to make improvements to Bryce Canyon City Park located at 25 West, 100 North, Bryce Canyon City, Utah, and whereas the city supports and approves submitting a 2026 grant application for land and water conservation funds and the Utah Outdoor Recreation Grant, and whereas the city recognizes that the land and water conservation grant requires a 50-50 match of city funds, now therefore be it resolved that Bryce Canyon City Council, Garfield County, State of Utah, as follows. Bryce Canyon City Council supports and approves the submittal of the 2026 Land and Water Conservation Fund application and the Utah Outdoor Recreation Grant. The city is committed to providing the required matching funds identified in the grant application up to $275,000 to be allocated from the Capital Projects Fund. That was pretty much it.
We have a motion to adopt that resolution. Are there any questions about it?
I'll make a motion. We adopt resolution 2026-1 as read by Cindy.
Second.
Motion's been made by Mike, seconded by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Town Park Project update.
Mayor sent out that email that showed the breakdown of the cost. It's going to be like $950,072.50 is kind of what they're estimating, so just under $1 million.
Hey, that's a question I had actually about that. It said we're up to $275,000.
That's what we'll be out of pocket.
But then the rest of it, we hopefully will be covered by grants and loans.
I think that's what the outdoor grant would be in match. So we are responsible for half of the $950,000, so $500,000. So I'm guessing that they're estimating the outdoor grant will be the other $200,000.
And then we loan the rest or something?
Nope, it would all be, that would just be our match.
Okay.
So we have enough in capital projects to cover. I think we actually had like $300,000 in capital projects. So if we have to cover the full like $500,000, probably make that work. But hopefully the outdoor grant will match it.
Makes sense. else about the park? Anybody?
I guess just reveal it and if there's anything that seems that's missing or weird or whatever. I don't know.
Shadow ability enhancement, I think we can just skip over that. That's just on there because of some of those things we're waiting to finish up. Mike, propane provider, I said you had some thoughts on that.
Yeah, it's not really any problem with the delivery of the propane. It's just their accounting system. It's been years I've been having problems with them. Like, just barely I got a statement. I haven't had a statement for since last winter, and there's bills on there from March of last year that show they're unpaid. It's just their
business of cocaine.
Yeah. And other businesses in our town have had the same kind of problems with them. So I don't know. I know that Blackburn had come to us before. I don't know. I think we need to look into what the pricing would be and if it's worth switching over to them. Or else, maybe there's some kind of online payment process we could do. But eventually, I just end up looking at the statement, and I can't get any invoices for it, so I don't know if it's legit or what's going on over there. It's just a huge thing.
I don't have any problem looking at having those guys come in and give us a...
I talked to Mayor about it a little bit, and he's got a contact over there. I don't know if he's contacted him or not, but I think we'll just have him submit a bid to us and see where they stand against our game. No, it's worth it or not to switch.
Yeah. Sounds good. Anybody else have any thoughts on that? Just go for it.
I mean, I'm sure you will, but when they do submit that, just bring in what we can go into.
Yeah.
All right, the department reports. Okay. Brad? Terry? Sid?
Just the auditor. He'll be here in March. It's March 15th.
I remember you saying that. I didn't remember the day, but yeah.
Whatever that second meeting was. March 19th.
Do we need to change the meeting to meet the schedule, or is it okay if we have it in April? Or?
Well, March 19th is okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. So he can make that one. If you guys are still good for...
I was going to talk about the cemetery,
The
issue with the fire pit over there. I talked to Tom about it and talked to Shadow about it, and some of us were okay with having him do the fire pit.
Yeah,
or any question. So after I talked to Tom, I understood some of his concerns about it. So he texted me and said that if anyone is to bring a small portable fire pit to the cemetery or any other kind of item like that they should take it right back out with them. Because his concern is, well, if he can do it, it's fucking everyone's throat. We might have 10, 15 fire pits in the cemetery. So I think we just need to talk to him and tell him that he can bring it in and have a fire pit, he needs to take it back out with it. If they do not take it back out with them, then we will remove the item and dispose of it however we feel necessary in order to keep the cemetery clean, clutter-free, and able to stay maintained. So he said there's been a problem with trash holding over the cemetery too. I said, anyways, I'll have to get with Kenny and talk to the guy about them. And he needs to be told that there needs to be solid and secure stuff so it's not scattered around the cemetery. And then also if we need to remove any of the decor items that we have right to accept. So just leave it solid.
I think we just need to make sure it's an ordinance before you just start enforcing whatever, because then it becomes, well, you did it to him, you won't do it to him, you do this, you do that. So I think if we're going to change some, we better change it.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I'm fine either way, but I worry about that.
projects have really been. But it does talk about the decor, that it can be removed if it's causing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all in there, but I guess you can consider it decor as causing a problem.
I mean, I would consider it decor.
Yeah.
Anything that's not a headstone.
Yeah, is decor.
Or flowers, what you mean would be.
I don't know where.
Yeah, I mean, if we go that out, I'm fine with it.
We just need to clarify decor means anything other than.
And I don't know what the proper term is that it uses, but it does say anything that's on there.
And he also brought that he, it's hard to know around it. It's kind of, and his point more was probably the most famous one when he was to mow around it and everything. And maybe it's not such a problem in the winter because it wasn't good to do that. You know, we don't want a ton of people bringing him.
Has anybody talked to this guy at all?
Probably not about this stuff yet. So Tanner wants it, would like it to be.
Last thing I'd say is I think we need to have a conversation, I think, before we, you know, because it might be simple as him just saying, oh yeah, I was going to take that out.
Make so what is there? I mean, there's no headstone there, right? It's just the what's that?
What is it?
Yeah. Tanner had those pictures of her.
Oh, I see.
Your lights on, Terry?
I'm right now, it's not disturbing him. Nobody else is buried right there. And he's not going to be buried there forever.
Yeah, that's why I wonder about his changes or timeline. He needs some planning out, you know. From the procedures to pass it.
So you're going to get with Kenny and have him talk to Alan then?
Yes.
Okay. Any other thoughts on that?
Do you think we're okay with the ordinance then, or do we need to add? I want to add to it.
I mean, I feel like decor could mean anything
that
we feel.
Anything that's causing obstruction.
Yeah, problem or whatever,
it's
you
decor.
Know.
Pretty much.
I wonder if we just had to talk with the guy.
That's what I want to
understand.
Yeah. And point out these things to him that he has to mow around that and some of the Tanner's concerns and maybe he'll address that too. So, okay.
Okay. Anything else under department report? Alright, well, no, if nothing with the Planning Commission, the mayor gone. Financials, everybody get those? Warrants, so they had a chance to look at the warrants. Is that 1753.92? Is that how much time is that from the game?
I think that is just like the last two deliveries, and there's three or four other ones before that that I never got an invoice for.
Wow.
They just show up on the statement. And then it's always been a problem in the past that they, because we have two accounts, so when I send a check, it's for all the invoices I have, and they'll just put that whole check on one of the accounts. So the other one shows a balance, and they don't code it right. Just a pain. And if we need to stay with them, it's fine.
Well, I think it's good to get our options anyway.
Yeah.
Any questions about the warrants? Do I have a motion to approve the warrants?
I make a motion to approve the warrants.
Motion's been made by Cam, seconded by Terry. All in favor?
Aye.
But the budget report says that was last meeting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would have been emailed on.
Review next meeting agenda and the calendar. I don't have that. Does anybody have any on there?
So just Thursday's meeting's canceled, so we won't meet again until February. Okay. Right?
Yep. Yeah, he told me we were canceling it. Yep. All right. I have a motion to enter the local building authority meeting.
Motion to enter the LBMB.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
I don't know of anything we have in here, so motion to end that meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn by Mike, second by Cam. All in favor? And motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam to adjourn our council meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, you guys.